This week in the Civil War, in early March 1864, the United States government took several significant steps to bring to a conclusion the American Civil War. These actions were the direct result of Union victories on the battlefield during 1863. Ulysses Grant was ordered by the War Department to Washington to receive a promotion on March 3rd, the same day in which the Treasury Department issued to the public $200 million in 10-year bonds. The following day, the U.S. Senate confirmed Andrew Johnson as the federal military governor of pro-Union government of Tennessee, while in New Orleans, General Benjamin Butler relinquished civil control to the governor of the new Unionist government of Louisiana, Michael Hahn. Each of these forward-looking actions came as a direct result of earlier battlefield successes against the Confederacy. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.